We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And then again, Andrew Wiggins, what more can you say? Tim Roy with the call.
Wiggins puts it on the deck. He'll drive the glass, goes up for the jam! Oh my goodness! Oh, they're going to call it an offensive foul on Wiggins. Wiggins called for the clear out. That's his third. That's a turnover. Not a team foul. Steve Kerr's got to call a timeout. He may challenge that.
Yeah, he may challenge that. I cannot believe in real time that that was even considered an offensive foul. Mark Davis is officially looking at things that aren't there, including that Draymond Green backcourt. Ray, that's as far away from back. That backcourt call was closer to the three-point line, I thought, than half court in terms of backcourt. Backcourt? Are you kidding me? There was 15 inches of daylight in between that ball and that half-court line. What are these officials doing?
The backcourt call was close, but they teach you, if it's not egregious, don't call it. It's almost like you're looking to make a call there because it's not.
Because the league memo came in.
The league memo, my ass. That was just bad officiating. And as far as the offensive foul goes, this is what happens when you put officials and you tell them to stay in one spot. Because if you look and see where Mark Davis is standing, he can't possibly imagine whether there's contact or not. He's just seeing the flail. He's not seeing any contact because he can't see any contact. That's why you want your officials moving with the flow of the ball. It can't be that hard to teach, and yet they've been teaching it just this way for 20 years. It's if you want stationary officials in a game that is increasingly motion-based, you're going to put them in positions to fail repeatedly.
Stop calling things that you cannot see because you are on the blind side of that player's body.
Yeah, and
how about that? How about that? Can we do that? Can we agree? Like, hey, if you are going to stand here, at least don't call the stuff that you couldn't possibly see without X-ray vision. Do that. Is that asking too much?
No, the thing to ask is, can you make them move? Can you make them work as hard as the players work? I mean, it's not like you have to run 9 miles like they do, but you can move 10 feet. And that's the problem. They want them stationary for God only knows what reason.
What home plate umpire is stationary? They get in position to make the right call. They start edging up the third baseline if they know they're going to get a bang bang. You know, but, I mean, like, I just don't understand. There's nothing that says you as an official have to stand here and make the wrong call.
No,
you can stand here and make the right call or make no call. How about swallowing your frickin' whistle and letting basketball happen? There's that.
You could do that too, but you greatly increase your chances of not making the wrong call if you are in a position to see it. If you stand where you are and hope that the play comes to you, all you have is guesswork. All you have is guesswork, and that's the real problem, is they put them in positions where they have to guess, and you don't want officials guessing. You know, the backcourt call—
But Mark Davis did.
Yeah.
He was guessing.
He was guessing because he couldn't possibly know whether there was contact or not. The backcourt call, that's a mistake because you have to see that one, obviously, because it's not an advantage-disadvantage call. It really isn't. It's— Did he get over the line and establish himself or not? And it's got to be obvious that he didn't for you to make that call, because the play is not going to be materially affected by whether he's, you know, an Adams worth backcourt or not. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So call it when it's obvious. Let it go if it's not. And that one wasn't obvious.
And there was a point in game two, I believe, where Jordan Poole was kind of moseying up a little slower than normal, and he got called for a backcourt.
That was a better call than this one was.
I'll give you that much, because maybe you at least had a shot clock looking at it, and you said, all right, 8 seconds is expired.
Yeah, I mean, if you see that it's 15, you sort of have to call that one.
Yeah, you do.
But this one was... It's one that had no effect on the play that was to come. And yet you're calling it because you got no idea.
League memo.
Stop with the league memo. There is such a thing as basic human incompetence. And that's what that call was.
There is. But a man who sees corruption everywhere can't see that the Golden State Warriors are the biggest magnet to eyeballs in this league. And the more games you get a Golden State Warriors basketball is good for the NBA.
Well, then why exactly is the league memo always seeming to be to punish the Warriors?
Because they need them to, they got to force them into losses to extend a series, because you can't count on the Dallas Mavericks to get you to a game five.
Well, you could, I don't know that even three guys who were mobbed up could save the Mavs at this point.
No, at this point, it's over.
I mean, if you don't want to take a good shot, then you deserve what you get. And that's the most disturbing thing, and it's the one reason why, when people rave about Luka, as you did, there is the notion that you can be dragged down by the people around you. And in this series, he's been dragged down by his teammates. Not in the Phoenix series, so I know that Dallas can do better than this. But in this series, for whatever reason, they've decided we have to shoot more threes, because they apparently think that that's what the Warriors' offense is, even though the Warriors' offense has been much better inside the arc than behind it.
Well, look, I guess you dance with the girl that brung you. And shooting an awful lot of threes is what brought the Dallas Mavericks past Phoenix into this series. But, man, it ain't working now, that is for sure. And no adjustments have been made, and that's why it's 3-0 Golden State Warriors with a chance to close it out tomorrow night. This is Truth calling from 101 northbound. Speaking of shooting, he wants to talk about Dallas shooting. What's going on, Truth?
Yes, indeed. Obviously, the spot-up shooter, especially if they have length, from the outside, is a very coveted commodity in the NBA now, and everybody's trying to put as many of those players as they can on the roster. And everybody's talking about, I think, the wrong talking point with the Mavericks roster is you can't make an adjustment that you don't actually have in your game. And this is, unfortunately, from being an obsessive fantasy basketball player, that I have this knowledge and I've carried all these guys at different times. But those second-tier scorers in Finney Smith, Bullock, Bertans, and Kleber, they don't have other aspects to their game offensively. So there really is not an adjustment to them to be made. It's the whole, Tiger can't change its stripes thing, where the Warriors have the luxury of being a little bit more dynamic, and a lot of other teams do as well, of making those sort of adjustments. There is no adjustment for the Mavs to make. It's make or miss for them. And I think, everyone's hammering on, why are they not going to the basket? It's like, have you ever watched Davis or Bertans play basketball, or Kleber play basketball, or Finney Smith play basketball? And collectively, the percentage of shots and that whole pool of those second tier of scorers, which you need, because they're definitely getting the production out of their top guys. You're going to need, it doesn't have to be all of them, but one or two of them, and it doesn't matter how they get their points, but they're going to have to score. The problem is they are so one-dimensional, not just by choice. Like, that's what their game has always been. And I just think it's an interesting case study, because they might be the first team that overcorrected in getting long spot-up shooters.
Here's the thing. You're not going to go very far against a team like the Warriors if you got no plan B to even install, should plan A not be working. If you are plan A or nothing, that's maybe how you're down 3-0 to the Warriors, because the Warriors have stomped out the Dallas Mavericks plan A. That's for sure. We're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. We got a visit with Steve Kerr coming up in less than 20 minutes here on 95.7 The Game, so stay tuned. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.